You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland, KQAC HD3 Portland, and our sister station, KXRWLP Vancouver, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., KXRY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, it's Strike of Death time here on xray.fm with DJ Skull and
DJ Bones.
And we're going to do 60 minutes of extreme metal.
Yeah.
I'm doing a self-theme tonight.
Self-theme?
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
I didn't.
I love it. Are you going to tell me now or is it going to be secret?
All bands from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Are there any good bands from Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes. You are going to hear some great songs of bands from Cleveland, Ohio, my hometown.
I can think of two of my favorite bands that are from Cleveland.
Awesome. You'll probably hear them.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to play a band that's from San Diego to Portland to San Diego.
Whoa.
Yeah, Ascended Dead, who they wrote the album that was my album of the year, I believe 2017, 16, 17, I think.
I don't remember them living here.
I only recently saw that on Metal Archives.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
I only knew of them living in San Diego. Maybe it was a brief visit.
Yeah, who knows?
Apparently they didn't love it because they went back to San Diego.
Too much rain.
Anyway, they have a split single out now with a band that I think you'll recognize, Evil Priest.
Oh, yeah. Caligari Records.
Yeah, they had that four-song EP that was very rough and basement-y, but super awesome.
Yeah, they're like Chilean, right?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar.
Anyway. At any rate, Invictus has put out this single, and so I'm going to lead with the Ascended Dead track. It's called Nexus of the Black Flame.
We'll be right back. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Beach Street Parlor, a neighborhood bar set in a two-story Victorian house. Beach Street Parlor offers a large selection of beer, spirits, house infusions, and a full late-night menu. DJs spin a wide variety of sounds. Open nightly at 5 p.m. We're located on Beach Street off MLK Boulevard.
Strike of Death on the X-Ray with your hosts of Death,
DJ Skull,
and DJ Bones, and that was Deathgrave. You know, every time I play Deathgrave, I think I'm going to play a different. These songs are all good. I'm going to play a different song, and I thought I was doing that this time, and I played the same song I always play. I don't know why I just gravitate toward that one.
It's great.
So Real, yeah. Well, I guess that's the reason. So Real It's Now from the album So Real It's Now, that came out in 2018, and that was on my best of list of albums from 2018. Before that, Ascended Dead, Nexus of the Black Flame. From there, Split with Evil Priest. What'd you think of that one?
The drumming is fantastic.
The drumming's good.
It's
yeah.
So good.
They got little bits of change ups in the
yep.
in the patterns and so
and
forth.
Very powerful overall.
Yeah, cool. Great. Well, I am gonna play a song from another single now. This band Mourned that is on Coming Strife. They put out a single last year. I liked it. I played one of the tracks from the single, completely forgot about it until I found it yesterday. And I was like, I'm going to play the other song from the single because it's so good. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the first track, which is called Blue Ruin. And it's from their EP, we'll call it Devoured Humanity. Okay. Thanks for sticking with us on Strike of Death on the X-Ray, DJ Skull and Bones. And that was Mourn from Massachusetts. That's from their single that came out last year called Devoured Humanity. That was the first track, Blue Rain. What'd you think of that?
What do you think about singles with names? I just think it's, I see it a lot. It's just an odd concept to me. This is our 7-inch. It has a title that's not either one of the song titles.
It always stands out to me as odd, but in today's day when so much music is just kind of like digital and like the packaging is kind of arbitrary, I respect someone who just comes up with anything additional creative. So they came up with Devoured Humanity.
That's
cool. If they didn't, then it would just be called the single named after. It would just be called Blue Ruin or whatever.
But in the old days, it was just, this is our 7-inch, side A, side B.
Yeah.
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 Maybe they do it for cassettes, so they have something to put on the spine. I don't know.
Well, I think in the old days, the singles were teasers.
Right.
And now it's like bands are enabled, if not encouraged, to just get one or two songs, and now let's put it out there.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's almost a release on it. So, I mean, these guys haven't put anything out since this.
Yeah.
This, so.
I mean, go ahead and put out two songs, but it just seems odd to me to name a two-song release with yet another name.
Yeah. No, I feel it, too.
I like their track, though. It's a good track. All right, let's get into Cleveland, Ohio bands, starting with one that, not an original Cleveland band, but.
Been there for a long time.
Very quintessential. From Cleveland. Nunslaughter.
Nunslaughter or Nun's Laughter, depending on how you read it.
That's true. Could be Nun's Laughter. Mostly Hell's Headbangers. I was reading a little bit of history of Nunslaughter yesterday, and they said 130 releases they have. And a good portion of those are on Hell's Headbangers. Of course, we're going to hear a lot of Hell's Headbangers.
Isn't the ownership of Hell's Headbangers in Nunslaughter?
I tried to validate that, and
I feel like I've never known for sure.
In the history of the Nunslaughter part of the Hell's Headbangers website, they do not mention him being involved in Hell's Headbangers. They actually mention him being involved in a bootleg-only label, which I'm not sure what to make of.
It's probably the 126 albums.
Who knows?
Baloney albums from Nunslaughter.
Who knows? I think the 2003 Nunslaughter release, GOAT, is their best one, and I think
absolutely
this
agree.
This is the best song, so let's hear Raid the Convent.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
right, special self-themed bands from my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio, here on Strike of Death with TJ Skull and Bones. Welcome back. Little tear there, Legion of Gore, Legion of Gore is the name of the record by Terror. Carving Techniques is the name of that song.
Very cool.
Sharpening sample at the beginning. It's kind of scary. That one's on Hell's Headbangers, also a label from Cleveland, Ohio. A couple brothers, I think, we found out during the break, and no involvement from the Nunslaughter guys, right?
We're zeroing in on that, but that seems to be the case.
Cool. We're going to play three more songs from Hell's Headbangers, so we'll have a chance. This one is not on Hell's Headbangers. This is on Auburn Records, and I'm going to play...
That's my hometown.
Whoa! All right. And then we're going to play a little of the thrashier side of Cleveland metal. So let's listen to Solus. It ends tonight.
Drink.
Hey, we're on x-ray.fm, KXRY Portland, home of Strike of Death with
DJ Bones
and DJ Skull. Check us out on the internet, xray.fm/program/strikeofdeath.
I always have to remember which one's me when I go first.
To hear, see all the playlists from all of our episodes. We're up to episode 285.
Too many.
So many. All right, that was Hammer with no E, H-A-M-M-R, from Cleveland, Ohio. 2018 release on Hell's Headbangers. That is some bullet belt core right there.
That was great.
Good riffing, really fun. Death Rain is the name of that one off Unholy Destruction. And another killer riff before it, Soulless, It Ends Tonight.
That was nice.
In Death's Grip.
And that reminds me of when we first started the show, because I feel like we were playing Soulless back then.
Yes, we did play a lot of Soulless in the 2014 timeframe. That's right. What are you going to play?
Well, I'm going to play this band, Gosudar, I think, from Moscow, Russia. And I heard of this band from this label that I can't say on the air, okay, but it's Blank Kill Yourself. And they're kind of interesting. What they do is they go out and they find demos, and they slap two of them together, and they make an album that's a split.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. They got some really good stuff. They're from Germany, and they got some really good stuff.
Right on.
The thing that is cool, but not the coolest for me necessarily, is they also don't put out any digital versions of their stuff.
Oh.
So what I have done, because I haven't, there were no albums that I wanted to just buy outright, is I just go find the original demos.
On Bandcamp. Oh, okay, cool.
So we'll just do a demo.
Do they remaster?
They do. I'm going to be straight with you. This one sounds a little bit better on the new, the Blank Kill Yourself version. But almost, but only because it's just a little, it's just a little bit more, it's not, it's a little more.
They clean it up, maybe?
Yeah, it's just a little more, slightly more bassy as
well. Oh, okay, got it.
But the other ones that I've noticed, they sound exactly the same.
Right on.
Anyway, so let's hear it. This track is called Anathema.
Find this. sword to rule.
DJ Skull, did you recognize that track?
Suffocation.
Suffocation Corner just took place.
That's right.
Unannounced. That was Images of Purgatory from Blood Oath. Did not start as one of my favorite Suffocation albums, but this Suffocation experiment is all about learning the greatness in the albums that I didn't pay enough attention to before. And so it's almost more exciting for me now because there are some great tracks on it, including that one. That was my 30th favorite ever Suffocation song.
Sweet.
Before that, we had Gosudar, Anathema, from their demo that ends up on a split on Blank Kill Yourself Records.
I really like the riff on that.
Yeah,
so good.
It's good stuff, huh?
I can't wait to hear the other track.
And now I've been inserting a little bit more Doom into the show here and there. And I'm going to play one that I don't think I've ever played this one on the show. And I think this is one of the great Electric Wizard songs. It's the title track from We Live from 2002.
Something must have forced him over. Did you get anything out of the witnesses?
Yes, sir. Exactly the same story from all of them. Two motorcyclists jabbing at his tire with a knife.
Identification.
Yeah, the living dead again.
Thank you.
right. Strike of Death on the X-Ray. That was Electric Wizard.
We Live.
We Live from the album We Live. If you listen to it at all, you notice that it was about being a zombie. It's got one of my favorite zombie lyrics ever, which is, got something to prove, got nothing to lose.
If we were still doing a lot of live DJing like back in the day and I was still smoking like back in the day, that would be a good smoke break song.
Yeah, yeah.
A little longer track, put it on, everyone starts bobbing their head and you go outside, have a smoke, come back, it's still playing.
That's right.
Figure out what you're going to play next. Thank God I gave up smoking, though. All right, I've not given up on my love of Cleveland, Ohio metal.
Going still back, doing this?
Yes, still doing it. More Hell's Headbangers. This is an overlooked one. You've talked in the past about you didn't rate it highly for the end of the year ratings. Maybe it came out later in the year. You didn't spend enough time with it. And then you go back and listen to it and you're like, might have missed that. Might have missed it.
I feel this is an album that you heard after.
I'm sure I heard it when it came out, but I just didn't rate it. I rate almost everything immediately. Just give it a good, bad, best kind of thing. Smart. And it kind of went in a good bucket, and I never revisited it. But I dig it. Shed the Skin. We of Scorn.
Of hypergear realms, who seek and seek, no overwhelm.
Okay, we're out of time on Strike of Death. We heard a little Grave Worm there. Shining Night Gleam off Doom to Eternity. That was six songs of metal from Cleveland, Ohio.
Very well done. Thank
you. We'll be back next week with 1 hour of songs about plagues.
Plagues! Teaser!